From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Well, NASA's Kepler telescope is down, its space shuttle program is kaput, and its Curiosity is still roving on Mars. The agency's still busy taking private bids to sell a launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center. And the work for identical twins, Mark and Scott Kelly, rolls on. They are both astronauts and are the only siblings to have ever traveled in space. Now they're teaming up for a new experiment designed to study the effects of long-term space travel. Only this time around, just one twin will be leaving the Earth's atmosphere. Word of Mouth's Logan Shannon caught up with New Scientist reporter Jacob Aaron to find out why.
So NASA has done plenty of research studying the effects of space travel on astronauts. What makes conducting an experiment on twins so helpful?
Well, the thing about twins is that they're essentially genetically identical. So it's sort of the best way we have of taking one person, putting them in space, but also keeping them back on Earth. Obviously, whenever you do any kind of experiment, you want to have some kind of control to compare your results to. We can't really do that for individuals. We can't split them in two and keep one on Earth while the other goes into space. But twins provide an opportunity to get somewhere close to that.
How does the experiment work? What kind of tests will the brothers be subjected to?
So at the moment, NASA has essentially given a list of samples that they're going to take from the astronauts. These include blood samples, saliva samples. They're also going to do assessments of their vision, their sleep patterns, and their cardiovascular activity. So, you know, how well their hearts are working, how well they're able to exercise and things like that.
Has NASA ever had the opportunity to use twins as test subjects in the past?
NASA has also funded research into twins on the ground so that there are various ways you can simulate the effects of space flight. If you put someone in a bed for a long time and tilt their head slightly downwards so that their blood's floating up towards their head rather than circulating normally, you start to experience something similar to the health effects that astronauts experience from being in space. NASA has funded experiments that ask twins to, you know, stay in a bed for a month, essentially, and look at what effects they experience.
Ultimately, what do you think NASA's hoping to do with this data?
What NASA is really interested in is the long-term effects of space flight. By using the twins as a ground control, it's just going to help them learn a bit more about the effects they're seeing. If someone goes to space and experiences a health effect, that might be because they're in space for a long time, so everyone would see that effect. Or it might be that they've got something particular in their genetic makeup that's leading to vision problems or bone problems and things like that. So by having the genetic control, you're able to a bit more tease out exactly what's going on.
Can you explain Albert Einstein's twin paradox? Could this experiment prove that Scott will actually come back to Earth slightly younger than his twin brother Mark?
So Albert Einstein imagined this experiment where you'd have one twin who would remain on Earth and one twin who would fly in a very fast spaceship away from Earth and then return sometime later. The theory of relativity tells us that the twin who flew away and came back would actually end up experiencing less time than the twin who stayed on Earth. So you'd end up with twins who are actually different ages. And the funny thing is that Scott Kelly should actually experience this effect when he's on the International Space Station. It turns out for the year on the International Space Station, it's only going to be 10 milliseconds. So Scott will return 10 milliseconds younger than he should be if he stayed on Earth. We obviously have no way of measuring down to that precision, but the effect should be there.
Jacob, thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Jacob Aaron is a technology reporter for New Scientist and creator of the website Just a Theory. He was speaking with producer Logan Shannon.